You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencer's Formula, where you get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of. This is the IBGR Network, and this is episode number 14. Today, we're talking about every podcast must have these two messages. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts. And I'm over to you, Ben.
Quick, stop talking. I'm Ben Joya. I'm really happy to be here with you, Donna, especially for these moments. I'm three-time international best-selling author, and my stuff has reached more than 50,000 people worldwide. And a lot of the reasons are things we're going to be talking about during these episodes, right? We're here to help you get your podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So remember, you can easily follow the plan, the roadmap, the influencer's formula at, big surprise, influencersformula.com. And if you want direct live support from yours truly and the others, yours truly over there, Donna Cundy, please contact us today at ibgr.info, right? And you want to become someone worth listening to. That's super important. There's a fabulous quote about from Anne Morrow Lindbergh, right? Charles Lindbergh's spouse, who said, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but it's something about, you know, may your words be as stimulating as black coffee, right? Like that they keep you up at night and keep talking about the stuff, right? So that is what we want to really focus on here, because, you know, we want you to become a person worth listening to. I mean, you are by default. Don't get me wrong, listeners, right? But become someone worth listening to, so other people listening to you listen to you, and so you can indeed stimulate like black coffee, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you hear things like that and like, Ben, what the hell are you talking about? And we want to keep it simple for you always, right? In the way that you want to keep it simple for the people that you serve. So before composing your show notes, your profitable show notes, before using that framework and delivering your next podcast, ask yourself, check in with yourself, what do I want my listeners to see? What I want them to feel, to know, to do, right? This is stuff that you've learned in previous episodes, right? Because you want to stay on track with your main message and your season theme, right? So over the whole season, you want to stay on track. And each episode, as you are a mentor, 13 minutes at a time, you want to stay on track with your stuff.
Yeah. What a great intro, Ben. That quote, I just want to add, because I saw it, the good communication is just as stimulating as black coffee and just as hard to sleep after. Oh, I think that part is important to put in there, because you want your listener going, and you want them thinking about those 13 minutes you just said all day long. So they're implementing it, right?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that quote. That's a good one. Just as hard to sleep after. The main message is your season theme. So we're talking about two messages you have to deliver in every time you open your mouth. You know, here's an added bonus, Ben. If you're a speaker, if you do webinars, if anytime the words come out of your mouth, you're always delivering two messages. Mm-hmm. There's the big overarching message of who you are as a person, who you are as a transformative leader. And then there is the littler message of whatever it is, the topic that you're delivering on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Donna, I appreciate you saying that, because it's sometimes, you know, it's easy to lose sight of the big picture. And sometimes it's easy to lose sight of what you have to do right in this moment. But if you hold that space for both, you know, you can't go wrong.
Absolutely. The main message that you're delivering, this is your season theme. And this is the message of the transformational promise that you're giving to your listeners that's going to happen to them by listening each week to your show. So if you've been a regular follower of our show, the big season promise is that when you listen to us, we're gonna help you become a person worth listening to. So that you get listeners, and the transformation that's in your heart, that's why you're here on this earth, is able to impact more people, because they're going to want to keep listening to you.
Yeah.
It's consistent every week.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Donna. And you know, part of that transformation, which I love about what we're bringing forth right now together, is that it has that inspirational bit, right? It has that, you know, inner game inside bit, and it has the practical steps, right? Because how many times have you been to, you know, an event and flown someplace, invested a bunch of money, right? And it's rah, 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 and it's hooray, awesome. You know, this is an amazing event. What did you learn? What can you implement? Well, not a whole lot, right? Yeah. And then you go somewhere else and you learn a ton, but there's not the inspiration, right? So really hoping to, you know, in hitting the main message and, sorry, the season theme, right? And the episode theme, that we're really trying to be both in that space of inspiration and practicality to really help you understand that, yes, you can do this 100%.
Mm-hmm. So the big message, the overarching one, there's four questions to answer. What do I want my listeners to see? Like you had mentioned, Ben, our podcast, big message, it's the possibilities and potential of becoming something worth listening to, mentioned that. What do I want my listeners to feel? Our podcast, big message, is empowered to become someone worth listening to. What do I want my listeners to know? Our podcast, big message, is you matter, and so does your story. That's why we want you to become someone worth listening to. And then the fourth question, what do I want my listeners to do? And our podcast, big message there is apply these steps and multiply the impact because you are someone worth listening to. So the big message is super important to be weaving that through every time it comes out of your mouth. You want to be thinking about that big message. You want to go back, put some things on paper when you're writing your show notes from episode 13. We gave you the five step formula there, and then go back and make sure you're reaching that big message before you get into your littler message, which is the episode one.
Yeah, I totally love that. And if you're like me, what I might do sometimes is sit down with these four questions, you know, read them, close my eyes and kind of meditate with them. And get in that space and let it really, you know, let that inner wisdom inform and keep me on track of what I'm trying to do here and stay clear and aligned with my message.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. And then, so once you got your big message, you're really solid in answering those four questions, you can then go into your episode message, which is the 13-minute theme, your 13-minute hour. There you go. This message is the action steps to take in order to have the transformation. And this is the message that changes every 13 minutes. So the big message never changes. It's woven through. It becomes the heartbeat of you as a podcaster and your podcast and your book. It's woven through all of that. And then your episode message is the littler one. What are you actually going to say over this next 13 minutes? That's that one there.
Yeah, nice. So the season message sounds like the North Star or some similar kind of analogy. Mm-hmm. So you know you're always on track.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, with our passion, Ben, we want to hear from our listeners. We want to make sure that you're getting everything that you need. If you're just joining us, welcome. It's so good to have you here. If you have not had a chance to listen to the previous episodes, subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com. If you want more direct support from us, we're also available for that at ibgr.info. We want to change the world. And we believe that the way to do that is to build world-changing multipliers through podcasts and books. So we want to hear from you.
Hey, you're a world-changing multiplier. Good job.
We're going to trademark that.
Yeah, I like it. So listeners, thanks for being here. What you need to do or what you want to do, should you choose to undertake this mission, right? Do your seeing and feeling and knowing and doing, like, what do you want your people to see, feel, know, and do, right? And then sprinkle that main message into your show notes, right? Make sure you're on track with yourself and keeping your listeners on track with the big picture, right? And then use those episode messages, those 13-minute mentoring opportunities to keep folks on track in the day-to-day, in the step-by-step, in the minute-by-minute.
That's so beautiful because it's that step-by-step that makes it so much better for, better is not a good word, it's easier for your listeners to do the things that you want them to do. You're laying it out for them. I just had this vision of the game Twister, where you, you know, right hand on blue, left hand on green, foot on yellow, whatever. But that's what you're doing with these, is you're really giving that, you're bringing in all of the senses, first of all. So you're going to be reaching the different learning styles.
Yeah.
There's the those that prefer to learn by listening. There's those that prefer to learn by seeing. There's those that prefer to learn because they're fully immersed in it. So when you add those see, feel, know, and do into your messaging.
Yeah. And Donna, not only that, but another aspect of learning style that I've understood over the years is, you know, kind of aligns with, you know, the five steps of the why, the hook, the what, you know, the what if. Mm-hmm. There are different people who really want to know why something's important. Some people really want to know how to do it. I mean, they want to know the other things too, but there are those parts that are especially important. So if you hit all the learning styles or as many as possible, right, make your stuff inclusive, you can, right, continue to be someone worth listening to and someone who people are bringing into the mix to listen to you as well.
Yeah, thank you. Kind of sounds like we hit all angles, doesn't it, in our formula?
I certainly hope so. Listen, I do too. If you don't see an angle, let us know.
Yeah. And you can do that by reaching out to us at ibgr.info. We certainly would love to hear from you. We also want you to take action as we wrap up this episode. Review the see, feel, know, and do, and then start sprinkling the goodness into your show notes. Your show notes, you write them once, let them sit a little bit because they're going to marinate, and then you come back and you make sure you hit that big message and that episode message wording.
Yeah. Donna, thanks for saying that. And for the little nod to our subconsciouses and unconsciouses, you know, let your inner wisdom work when you're not looking directly at this, because it's all in there and, you know, you got it already.
Yeah. 100%. So we're going to wrap this one up, Ben. This is episode 14. Every podcast must have two messages on Business Podcasting Made Easy. We are broadcasting on the IBGR Network, International Business Growth Radio. I'm Donna Cundy here with Ben Gioia, and we are going to come back after a short break. While we're on the break, go ahead and visit influencersformula.com. Influencersformula.com. You can read more about the program. You can get some links to all of the episodes that are there that you want to listen to again or that you might have missed, and you can connect with us. We'll be back soon.
See you soon. Thank you.